Right, well, that's pretty much it on this week's edition of The Naked Scientist. There's one very quick one here, Kat, if you can manage this in record time. It's from Chris, who's in Poland, he's in Rockoff, and he says, I've always wondered how it is that you can freeze sperm and they're still alive when you defreeze them. Shouldn't the water in the cells expand and damage them?
OK, you can freeze all sorts of things. You can freeze sperm, you can actually freeze embryos, human embryos. This is how some of the IVF processes work. And what you do is you don't just freeze them in water, you mix them with something, and certainly when I was freezing cells in the lab, we used a chemical called dimethyl sulfoxide, which just mixes in the cells and it alters the freezing properties of the water in the cells.
So like natural antifreeze, isn't it?
Yeah, almost. It's pretty much, you put an antifreeze in with them, it affects the water, they don't make crystals and the cells don't explode. So that's how you do it.
Thanks, Kat. Well, that is it for this week. And it just remains for me to say a very big thank you to everyone at home for listening to us. Thank you. We really appreciate you giving up your time to listen to The Naked Scientist. Also to our guests this week, thank you to Andrew Smith from Anglia Ruskin and Nikki Clayton from Cambridge University. And to the amazing production team we have here, Will Nichols, Ben Valsler, Sabina Miknovich, Azzy Kateri, and of course Dr. Kat for helping to present this week's programme. Next time, it's our Q&A show, questions and answers. So we need your science questions, basically. If you could just email them to me this week, anything on anything, chris@thenakedscientists.com is the email address, or you can go to our website. It's nakedscientists.com. There's a feedback form on there which you can just use to bang in any emails, any questions you like, or if you just like to say hello, we really love hearing from you. And don't forget, we've also got our forum at nakedscientists.com/forum, which is a thriving hubbub of scientific chit-chat. There are lots of people from all over the world asking and answering science questions. So if that's your bag and you want to find out how many pieces of toast you can make with the energy in a lightning bolt, that's the place to look. nakedscientists.com/forum. I look forward to seeing you online. Until next time, goodbye.